There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. I cannot tell you how much of a difference those things really do make. So thank you so, so much. And let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from the Am I the Arsehole Here subreddit from Mulled Marmite, who says, Am I the arsehole here for staging an intervention and calling my daughter delusional over a name? I, 50 male, have a daughter, 26 female. She is currently a TikTok influencer and pregnant with a boy. She's obsessed with this influencing thing, everything being about the numbers. Her husband has been evicted to the attic because he ruins her aesthetic, that is for the videos. He isn't allowed to bring his items or clothes outside of it, and whenever he as much forgets a cup on the table, she will scream. My wife and I try to guide her into therapy and have been paying for the appointments, but we do not know if she has actually been going. And now she is pregnant, which means it isn't just her and my son-in-law's problem. It is also a problem for my grandson. She wants no toys in the house for similar reasons and has banned us from buying any. She doesn't want colorful baby clothes because the baby will stand out on her videos too much. And then there is the name. Okay. I may absolutely butcher this, so bear with me. And for the podcast, I'll spell out in a second. It says Robin Marve Linter, which is spelt R-A-W-B-H-Y-N-N-E, then Marve, M-A-R-V, E-I-G-H, then Linter, L-Y-N-T-E-R. Ooh. While I appreciate that two middle names are comprised of the names of both sets of grandparents, Marvin and Leigh and Lynn and Peter, the amalgams are awful. And Robin is her spelling of Robin, as in R-O-B-I-N, because she doesn't want her son to be a sidekick, whatever that means. She doesn't care that he will get bullied, that his name will be mispronounced and a nightmare on any official capacity, that he will grow to be an adult with a name instead of staying as a baby. It was the last straw. So I staged an intervention. After regularly talking didn't work, I contacted everyone we both know and even posted on Reddit to try and convince her that it's a fucking horrible idea and that she needs to think more than what will look nice for her TikToks or get her more views. She will have a child, and that child's needs and well-being should be a priority. Naming him a ridiculous word salad and depriving him of toys and joy is not an environment suitable for a child. She called me an arsehole, and I called her delusional in return. I really don't think I'm the arsehole here, but my wife's family seems to think I overreacted since it's just a name. But if she's willing to do all of this for stupid views on an app, what else is she going to do to this child for the sake of her influencing? Am I the arsehole here? Edit. Her and her husband have separated twice in the past, but always end up together again. They keep breaking up and rekindling over and over again. They had an impromptu marriage on Valentine's Day to heal their relationship, as they now have a child on the way. The TikTok thing has been a frequent source of pain for them. I have to say, that feels abusive to me. She screams at him if he leaves a cup on the table. He's been evicted to the attic because he ruins her aesthetic. And yeah, I think you have every right to be concerned about this, because when a baby comes along, things are going to change massively. And what will she do when the baby's crying and ruins one of her videos, when the baby throws up and it goes on the carpet or has an explosive punami? If I was in your position, I would certainly be concerned about everyone involved in it. The Purple Goat says, not the arsehole, this lady is being borderline abusive to her husband. How abusive is she going to be to her child? Her husband probably can't afford a divorce anyway. Who Who the hell can afford two households these days? So I think staging the intervention is the right thing to do. Now, nothing she is doing is illegal, but it is definitely wrong. All over stupid TikTok. She needs to wake up and join the real world before she gets even worse. Opie says he can afford a divorce, but they've been together since secondary school and gets along well with our family. One of my sons was his best man, and I think he might be afraid we'll hate him for divorcing her. I talk to him about it when he gets out of work. The Purple Goat says on the back of some of those comments, and I'm not one for hopping on the divorce train right away, mind you. Reddit is notorious for that, but yeah, this girl needs to get her feet back on the damn ground. It's not just her. Now, it's an innocent baby. And he doesn't deserve to be one of those social media kids. She's going to be putting pictures of him up there for who knows how many pervs to goo-ga-ga over. And who knows what else. Hanoon says, not the arsehole. This behavior needs to be halted yesterday. What happened when the child makes a mess? What happened when they cry for toys and attention? Will she lock the child in a grey aesthetic soundproof room so they didn't mess up her videos? What happened when her traumatized child doesn't perform for the camera how she wants? This sounds like the origin story for a severely developmentally stunted kid locked in a room, deprived of parental affection. And a final comment from Kindly Celebration, who says, not the arsehole, but the husband needs to consult a lawyer and separate now. This isn't about their marriage. This is about protecting that child. He needs to get legal custody and a court order banning from her using the child in videos. There are a million stories coming out from kids who are now old enough to discuss the hell their childhood was due to their influencer parents exploiting them. Many earn their parents lots of money and have seen $0. They do not have the protections child actors have. You may have to back up your son-in-law to make it legally binding. Your daughter doesn't have the opportunity to exploit this baby. You know, speaking of all these social media things, and I saw a video yesterday apparently where a mum left the camera running accidentally and still posted the clip of trying to get her child to cry over a pet they just lost. And you can see that the child was genuinely already hurting, and the mum was just like, oh, no, you need to cry more. And he's like, and the child was like, I am crying. I'm genuinely sort of crying kind of thing. And it's just incredibly heartbreaking to watch. But OP came in with an update and says, this is a bit anticlimactic. We had a family meeting after my daughter's husband got out of work and presented her the Reddit threads, as well as some stories that people shared in the comments. She was reading the comments for about an hour while they kept pouring in, and it overwhelmed her. It didn't help that I kept responding to comments during this time, which was stupid and inconsiderate of me. I did apologize to her, but she doesn't have it in her to forgive me at this moment. At first, she was very quiet before admitting that she needed help. She said that she was struggling with feeling fulfilled after her work was made remote back in the original lockdown and needed more things to do that separated work from home. It's where the influencing came in. The numbers going up gave her the same reward that work used to. And she wanted to replicate it with a mummy blog as her other one stagnated. Her husband suggested that she picked up art again and offered to buy her art supplies. She agreed. Turns out that a lot of you were right, and that the names were inspired by the Twilight. She wanted to honor the grandparents, which was nice, but couldn't think of any names that fit. She also wanted a bird name as the first name, but didn't want a plain Robin. One of my sons suggested the name Adler, as well as Arnie, Arvid, and Ari from my son-in-law's culture. And she agreed to one of them. I'm not going to reveal the new middle names for freshly discovered privacy reasons. But some of the comments in the Tragedy side gave her good ideas, which I believe is a subreddit about names that are purposely misspelled. My daughter seems so defeated now, but says it is because she didn't realize how much the numbers on her social media was taking over. She agreed to delete the mummy blog at her husband's request and said she will limit her personal account to just the makeup and fashion content she used to do. Time will see how this goes. My sister-in-law is still apprehensive, as he's had to have been on eggshells in their home and isn't happy about the TikTok at all with her past behavior. He says he wants this to work, which is why he married her despite everything. But that if she doesn't actually go to therapy, my wife and I paid for, he's going to look at options for leaving. He wants to say to one of the comments that he isn't a wet blanket, but was just trying to keep his wife healthy for the sake of their unborn child. Some of the comments regarding how creeps use mummy blogs as material for their unsavory desires also was a wake-up call for all of us, and none of us will post photos or information relating to our family children online. Wife is taking her shopping for baby clothes sometime next week, and she managed to convince her that toys are not clutter, but necessary for kids. She reminded my daughter of her own favorite toys and how upset she was when one of them disappeared. So while I was an arsehole, it helped my daughter a little bit. Reddit helped a lot more, and I would like to thank you for indulging me in this. And Bathroom Stall Ghost says to OP, I think it would be best to continue to talk about good childhood memories from you and your wife, both about your daughter's childhood and yours. When the baby comes, do not offer to take the baby. Instead, bring home a cooked meal over occasionally, or tell all three to go take a nap while you wash dishes or something. Anything to give them support without making them feel like you're barging in. I think everything will end up okay with this. Baby says thank you. This is essentially what one of my son's friends suggested as well. We're going to do our best to support them. My son-in-law's family also offered to do the same. And Opie says it was a bit anticlimactic, and you know, I'm not totally against that either. I'm sort of glad that things seem to be moving in the right direction. Of course, the first part of the post was super concerning, especially regarding the abuse, the future of the child, etc., etc., and the path that she was going down. Social media can be super addicting and super damaging at the same time, coming from the guy who spends hours reading Reddit stories a day. But I'm glad that she's accepted this help, because the alternative to this could have been devastating. I really hope that things do continue to move forward in a positive manner for the whole family, for the future child at the same time. But what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. And let's move on to another story.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
And our next story comes from Challenge Connect 590 and says, husband wants to divorce and start over. Says he can't bond with our daughter. Throw away because I want to fix this, and I'm paranoid about more people in our lives finding out. It's also fucked up already. I don't want more stress. My husband, 29 male, and I, 30 non-binary, have been married for 5 years. I gave birth to our first child in September, a girl. My husband was present for most of my labor, but things were very pear-shaped. I had to have an emergency C-section. The doctors told him to leave the room and wait outside. In short, he did not see our daughter be born. A week ago, he informed me that he wants to divorce and start over on his dreams of having a family. He insisted that he cannot bond with our daughter and says it's because he didn't see her being born. He said a lot about how it's always been a dream of his to have a small and close-knit family. And now he can't have that with me because of the C-section and him not being in the room. His dad suggested therapy, but husband refused, saying he knew it wouldn't work. I've made sure he knows I'm open to the idea if he changes his mind, but he's very insistent that he knows this can't be fixed. Part of me knows I'm basically asking for a magic spell here, but does anyone have any ideas how or if this can be fixed? I'll try to answer any questions anyone may have. And a lot of the comments were just saying, you know, this is just an excuse for him to leave you. And that is just absolutely devastating. It crossed my mind because we have seen it before in the past, you know, just stupid fucking excuses to get out of a relationship. Or is there something more going on? But if he's refusing therapy, there isn't much you can do in this situation, is there? But Girl No 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 says he's just using this as an excuse to leave you. Heavenly Spike Man says, this is the lamest thing I've ever read. I would say he needs to start therapy immediately. But I suspect he is making this story up to mask his real feelings. He's scared and doesn't want to be a dad. He's making up this perfect family dream thing, either subconsciously or consciously. Seeing a birth is not what creates bonding. Cupcake says, this sounds like a mental health issue. It sounds like his bond with the baby isn't living up to what he expected. This honestly has nothing to do with you, your daughter, or the C-section. It's just a convenient thing for him to blame for his feelings. I imagine, even if he saw a be born, he'd have another excuse for why he isn't feeling the way he expected. A lot of people don't feel a strong bond with their infant. It's perfectly normal, so I can't fault him for that, but he needs to get therapy if that's how he feels. Leaving and having another kid isn't going to solve this for him. I'm sorry this is happening to you, but it's not your fault, and if he's not willing to get help, then there's nothing you can do. And a final comment from Fruit Jerky, who says, it's amazing how you think you know someone so well, and then, just like that, they suddenly reveal that they're actually a piece of shit. I'm so sorry the father of your child turned out to be such a pathetic small person. He's not only leaving his family, but used such a lame excuse to do it. I hope your note about his father means his parents can still be a part of your support system. Have you looked into the eye and said to him, if so many other men can bond with their babies without having watched them be birthed, then how come you are determined to fail at this very basic thing? And it's terrifying at the same time, because if this was, you know, his feelings, I'm not saying it is, but then he's going to get with someone else and say the same thing happened again, partner needed a C-section, is he going to do the same thing again and just continue to do it? So bizarre. Around 15 days later, Opie says several people suggested asking him to come with me to a therapist so I can get help understanding why he's leaving. He agreed and our appointment was yesterday. It didn't go badly, but it didn't go well either. He was very upfront with the therapist. He didn't try to mince words or refuse to answer questions. He told the man, paraphrasing, they got to bond the entire pregnancy. That baby is made of their body. I can't compare to that. My work started at birth and I wasn't there, so I don't feel like I ever got hired, if that makes sense. Yeah, he compared it to not having an employment contract. I get the metaphor, I guess, but I'm not sure how it translates to him not being able to bond. Several people have made transphobic comments and several other people have asked maybe my lack of gender was an issue. I assume no, because my husband had known that I'm non-binary since before we started dating, but I did bring it up while we were with a therapist. Husband insists that no, it has nothing to do with anything. He didn't care about what I am, but how I did. The therapist was very focused on trying to help me understand, and I appreciate that. No complaints with him. I'm still completely in the dark, though, and husband has started talking about choosing a lawyer. He says he wants a clean break before daughter gets too attached. Opie comes in a month later with what they call their final update and says, this is probably going to be long, and it isn't a happy update. My other post can be seen in my post history, but the short of it is that I gave birth to my daughter in September. My soon-to-be ex-husband did not see her birth. Things went very badly and I needed an emergency intervention. He was not in the room for the C-section, and about a month and a half ago, he informed me that he cannot bond with her because he did not see her be born, and he wants a divorce so he can start over on his dreams of a close-knit family. We have filed. I've taken daughter and moved back in with my parents, who aren't very happy about their divorce, but are thrilled to have the chance to nanny, daughter. Their words, not mine. Life was in stasis for about a week after my last post, until father-in-law asked us to come over for dinner. He informed me that soon-to-be ex had asked for his help paying for a lawyer. He'd agreed with a requirement that we all sit down and have one last talk about the situation. He opened with saying that he still thinks getting this over with would be best for me and daughter. Soon-to-be ex looked a little hurt at this, so he's willing to help, but he wanted to take one last shot at fixing it. The one last shot ended up being several hours of talking. Father-in-law bluntly demanded that soon-to-be ex explain his reasoning. Soon-to-be ex repeated the can't bond thing. Father-in-law asked why. The employment contract analogy was brought up again. After much back and forth, what do you mean by this, why that, father-in-law just said, I'm not buying this, what's the real reason? Ex insisted till the end that what he'd been saying all along was his reasoning. He did not see daughter be born, so he can't bond. He tried, he insisted, the connection isn't there. He was supposed to connect when daughter was born. There was supposed to be a spark of connection between them. But that spark can only happen right at birth, I guess. In his mind, he can't get it now. Father-in-law asked if X thought daughter wasn't his. X insists he has no doubts he is daughter's biological father. Father-in-law asked if X was seeing someone else. Was there a woman or another pregnancy somewhere? X did not react well to this. He threw his phone down on the table and said they were free to search it. He's not a scumbag. After the conversation turned to post-divorce life, X offered up that he's been running the numbers and would volunteer 50-month alimony and 50-a-month in child support. He doesn't have to do either, mind, because we're divorcing and he wants to cut all ties with the kid. But he wants to be fair. 50 in alimony? Whatever. I have a job and a roof over our heads. I don't need it. $50 in child support. That is a lot less. Whatever. But I'm refusing to stress about it. The courts will handle child support amounts. I'm making myself not angry and let them deal with it. I admit, I tuned out most of the rest of what father-in-law's attempt to talk sense into his son after that comment. I think when the coffin finally nailed itself shut, I started packing when he got home and went to my parents' house the next day. I'm no longer talking to soon-to-be ex. His lawyer talks to mine, and we haven't spoken in almost 3 weeks. I don't think I need to tell you that he hasn't shown any concern for daughter, but here I am anyway. The day after I got there, my sister kidnapped me to her place. We got very drunk. Daughter was with parents, not us. Talked about everything, and I screamed a lot. I got most of it out of my system. After that, we had more drinks and watched terrible horror movies. I woke up the next day with a headache from hell, but otherwise feeling better than I had in a long time. My job can't transfer me, just my luck, but I've been promised a glowing reference and I'm cashing out what little paid leave I have, left to add to my savings. Father-in-law asked, after the failed conversation, if I would be cutting him off. I assured him that he might not see us as much because of how far away my parents live and not knowing where I'll end up, but he's not getting rid of me or daughter that easily. He was very happy to hear that. So that's where I am. Papers have been filed. Daughter and I have moved out of the house. I'm doing my best to ignore soon-to-be ex's existence. Thank you all again for listening to me cry and complain over the past couple of months. And whilst OP considered this their final update, and I hope that they do get to move forward in whatever positive way they can in this situation, you know, just disconnect themselves from that guy, but still getting all the child support that you actually deserve, because I don't think $50 is going to quite cut it. But Dazzling Suspect says, oh my god, what a toolbox. I'm so sorry you're going through this. Also hard lol to, I don't have to do anything because I'm divorcing you and cutting ties with my child. But out of the goodness of my heart, I give you $50 a month. I know you can support yourself and your child on your own, but your child deserves every penny the court awards. You are 100% correct to let the lawyers handle this from here and tell them to get everything they can. Coco says, yeah, this guy is going to be in for a shock when family court tells him child support isn't reduced just because you don't really feel like being a dad anymore. And again, might be best to have him sign away rights entirely so he can't come slinking back at some point. Manning's forehead says, excuse me, judge, but I did not see the child actually come out of the uterus, so I expect a discount on my child support. And says, I'm sure that will work well for him. Few explanation says, I still think your husband needs some medical testing. Maybe he has an undiagnosed brain tumor or something making him act crazy. Absolutely, we've seen that before in a story. That story sticks in my head as one of the top ones that stick in my head all the time. Whenever we see something like this, I think, ooh, could it be? You know, there's every chance it's not, but, you know, that's scarred into my brain these days, the wedding dress and the scissors story. Mother-in-law. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? How would you deal with it if it was you? What do you think he's up to? Do you think he just wants to cut off, or do you think there's something more going on? Let us know your thoughts, and just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you for being bloody amazing. You are, you cheeky so-and-so. And I'll see you in the next one. Take care. Much love.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.